Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
It's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Say some words, Mike.
Hey, man. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
I like that shirt, man. Ciroc.
Yeah, this was
Amaretto.
Yeah, we were on a night out on the town in downtown Mobile. This is pre-accident.
Mm-hmm.
So 2013, I think it was. Went to Anarchy because we had a craft brewery that was rolling out a new stout.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ventured on down. This was at Brickyard.
Yeah.
And Ciroc was there, and they were demoing their new Amaretto, which was quite delicious.
Cool.
And giving out these free T-shirts. And I looked at it and went, woo, there's one more day till I have to do laundry.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
So,
those were the bachelor days.
Oh, yeah. Good morning. Days. Good morning. Welcome to the Sip and Chew Show.
Guten Morgen.
Yes. Good morning, Leanne. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
There you go.
I turn things on.
There you go. So anyway, speaking about downtown, I was downtown this weekend.
Downtown Mobile?
Mobile, yeah. Ate at Squid Ink.
Ah.
I had a great meal there.
I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to predict you had a Cadillac burger.
You saw my Facebook page.
Well, of course I did. And I also copied it and then shared it to our Instagram page.
I saw that.
See, but you got the Instagram page, y'all. Y'all can look at it.
And then I hopped on over to the Firehouse Wine Bar.
Mm-hmm.
And folks, I'm going to tell you, downtown was packed. Every restaurant was full. The streets were
full. As full as allowed.
Full as allowed, right. Yes. That's true. Because everybody, like across the street at Richie Gambino's place, Pizzeria Delfina, all the tables out on the sidewalk full. That was cool to see. Haberdasher was full, but you couldn't sit at the bar.
Right.
And I still don't understand that, because some places you can sit at the bar and some places you can't. Maybe it's their decision, their choice. Yeah,
possibly.
Yeah. But anyway.
Well, you know, Mobile County Health Department changes rules from restaurant to restaurant.
Yeah, they make them up as they go.
Yes, they do.
People with the most, too much power. Mm-hmm. More powerful than the governor, I think. But anyway.
They don't answer to the governor. It's the only health department in the state that doesn't have to answer to the state health department.
Yeah. But anyway, I just cruised up down Dolphin, man. It was just like happening until
you had the top down
until 11:30 hit,
and then everybody went home.
Everybody went home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's weird.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't have top down. I don't have a ragtop.
Cruising, listening to your Barry Manilow and 8-track.
Yeah.
Blast a little Copacabana.
It's hard to find somebody to fix those 8-track players.
Yeah.
It's hard to find 8-track. I keep having to go out to the flea market and try to find some 8-tracks or in yard sales.
Well, have you considered Arkansas?
See, I love when the songs like really get it, like Lynyrd Skynyrd, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden it changes track. It stops and goes. Mm-hmm. And then it picks a song. Oh, well, that's just what it is. But no, I was really surprised. People got out this weekend, and I loved seeing that. I'll be glad when all this is over so we can see. Because Mobile, I'm going to tell you, Sundays is pretty busy, doggone busy downtown.
Mm-hmm.
I know some places aren't opening on Sunday because of all this, but it used to be. I mean, there's a ton of people downtown on Sundays.
Yeah, it was always very energetic, energized. It was a great atmosphere when I would be working at places and had to go in on a Sunday. At 8 o'clock in the morning, there's people out walking downtown Mobile.
A lot of people. There's a lot of people out there early in the morning, period. I hear my neighbors raising the garage. That's how they get out to go walking or jogging, because they wake me up with their garage door, because I'm right over the garages. But, hey, I need to be getting up and doing that instead of laying there in bed.
Yeah.
Man, it felt like a cold front came through. Did you feel how brisk it was this morning out there?
We've had a bunch of this has been a fairly easy summer.
Yeah, I haven't seen any hundreds yet.
But well, keep in mind, we didn't hit 90 but once prior to June.
Mm-hmm.
Usually we're hitting 90 by mid-April, and we're in the 90s through the end of April, most of May, and then, you know, June hits and gets really hot, and fall lasted until about June 5th this year, and that was wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember we talked about it earlier in the summer, and you said, well, we'll pay for that later. No, we paid for it last year when summer lasted 9 months. When it got, we hit 90 degrees the first time, I think April 10th, and hit it the last time about October 29th. Remember last year how August lasted till almost the end of September?
Usually longer than that, because I used to get frustrated in October to say, when is it going to cool down?
Yeah, we got 2 extra weeks of that last year.
True.
And it was still 90s most of
our... Though.
Yeah. All right, now we just gave you the weather. We need the traffic report now.
No. Now we got to talk about high school football.
Ooh. Why?
Because there's no college football to talk. I say there's no college football to talk about, but the South Alabama Jaguars made a statement to the college world Thursday
didn't
night.
Didn't they, though? Sorry, Charlie Moss. I'm sorry.
Sorry,
that
buddy.
That your boys got beat up there in Hattiesburg.
Soundly.
Beat.
It was every quarter they were slapping them around.
And, about time.
You know, and by the time that game ended, South Alabama had entrenched itself as by far the best college football team in the country that we have seen.
At that time.
That we have seen.
That's right. Yep. You're right.
Isn't that the first game we saw?
No, that was the second one.
Oh, okay.
And the third one was going on at the same time, but I don't think UAB can handle any of South Alabama. Because UAB struggled with Central Arkansas, the winner of the previous week's game, and should have been number one for a week because they were the only team that played, but they're not in the... same division.
Yeah.
They're a step down. And UAV struggled.
Well, it was nice seeing fans in the stands as spread out as they were. That's fine. But better than watching the Kentucky Derby yesterday. there was nobody in the stands.
Okay. Heather and I discussed this. I can see going to the Kentucky Derby and being involved in all that pageantry. Mm-hmm. But I don't get the people that throw a party to watch a 2-minute thing, that have a 5-hour party. And, you know, so what we hit on was they're just looking for an excuse to have a 5-hour party.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, yeah.
Right. And that's cool. Yeah.
He don't get out of the country. Yeah. He don't get out of the country much.
Right. But a 2-minute horse race in and of itself is not worthy of a party. But then, you know, we talked about the theme, the hats that the ladies wear and the mint juleps. And that's, I think we're done. That's pretty much the whole thing.
Well, men and their seersuckers.
Oh, yeah.
It's the last time you can wear...
You know who sports a seersucker?
Who's that?
Chef Garrick Ogburn of Nourish Cafe. And here's another tidbit about Garrick Ogburn. He'll be joining us at the bottom of the
hour.
We're going to talk about various things in this COVID world that we live in.
He does. I've seen Derek. Garrick. I'm sorry.
God, you've known him for 10 years.
I know. I've seen him dressed up. He does look pretty fly.
He's a dapper gent.
I'm going to tell you what. When I was up in Cleveland, me and my cousin, we went shopping.
Mississippi?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, the other
went
one.
To a Stein Mart, going out of business. You know, that's sad. I hate to hear that. They're all going out of business. But I've never in my life owned a seersucker coat.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a Tommy Hilfiger $200 coat for $39.
And you got it?
I bought it.
Oh, my.
I'm sporting it.
Not at the moment. And you would know that if you were checking us out on Facebook Live. Billy Hyland, woo!
Hey, buddy. Hope you're doing well, buddy.
Yeah,
praying for you.
Hey, he just got back from Key West.
I saw that.
Yeah.
And I've got a friend going down there. Scott Morlock is getting ready to go down there.
Yeah.
The piano guy.
Yeah.
He's going down there to work for two. Well, his son lives down there. He's going to do some work with his son.
Yeah. Well, Billy gave me a little exciting news this weekend.
Yeah.
Checked on him. He's working again. He's in the kitchen.
Awesome.
I can't remember where. And I can't check it on my phone, Billy. So if you want to send a message to Mike on his phone, he's addicted to his.
Or the text line.
Or the text line, 343-0106 if you want to textify Billy Hyland. And we got us a text line. I forgot all about it. People can textify. But I was encouraging to hear from you. Back in the kitchen.
That's wonderful. That's great to hear.
All right. Well, we're going to go to break now, Michael.
Okay. 343-0106. Give us a call, folks. So,
well, somebody is. Somebody named Garrick Ogburn.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Walk right in. It's around the back. Just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All that cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess, their delight. When you get drunk, start singing all night, drinking wine, spur you.
Michael,
what?
Something is on. I have a burden on me, and I need your help.
Okay.
I need to know. Where'd you eat?
Well, I've had quite a busy week this week.
Yeah, I've noticed. You've kept your Facebook aflame.
Yeah, it all started last Sunday. I went to Bob's Downtown Diner.
Oddly enough, we went to Bob's Downtown Diner.
I had
this
to
week.
Go.
We missed you by.
I had to go work a little bit before I went down there, and I rewarded myself or awarded myself both with the pork belly sandwich. And I said, I hope, because I ordered it and they go, I think we're out of pork belly. And I thought maybe you ate it all, but before I got there.
And ours was complimentary.
Well, Tony. Anyway, Tony has fed me a mini.
You know, it had nothing to do with me. Heather was there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I ate that, and I got mine my way, which with the fried egg on it.
And the pineapple.
Because when that egg popped.
Crunchy peanut butter.
When that
hot fudge.
When that
sardines.
Yellow popped and ran down between those morsels of pork belly, fat, and meaty.
So you had fat mingling with fat. I got it.
Anyway, it was so good. Yeah. Got all in my beard and everything.
Yeah. You don't have a beard, sir. You have a goatee.
Goatee, whatever.
Yeah. We have goatee.
It got in my whiskers. So anyway, I had to go home and wash it out.
That's why you wear one.
Yeah.
It's for leftovers.
So anyway, the next day, I was wanting, it was kind of cold. It wasn't cold, but it was damp and just rainy, wet. Monday afternoon, so I went to Heroes,
right? Finest
and got the red beans and rice, delicious, and he's got his turnip greens.
Oh,
and I got and he sent me home with some turnip greens and red beans and rice too. And me and David had such a good time talking and chatting and catching up. I walked out to my car. I had a ticket on it. It's been too long. That's all right. It was worth it. I like a place that's so nice you go there twice.
Mm-hmm.
You ever done that?
Yeah.
Go eat at a restaurant. Gelato Joe's in Foley.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was delicious, man. It was great.
So you
great
had atmosphere. Ice cream, two meals in a row is what you're telling
no,
me.
No, I had, that day, Tuesday, I had it was tuna salad, on the croissant.
On the croissant. For Tour de France.
And, well, yes.
You were celebrating the beginning of one of the most corrupt sporting events in history.
Nah, just because they do drugs. I watch it for the scenery.
It's funny, if you do drugs in Tour de France, you're disqualified. If you don't do drugs in snowboarding, you're disqualified.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But if you don't test positive for pot and snowboarding, they throw you out.
But I watch it for the scenery, and then the characters on the side of the road that are cheering them. This year they would not let, because of COVID-19, they would not let people park their cars on the side of the road up the mountain like they've always done. Set up the trailers and camp. You're talking about they camp tailgating. Out for 3 days and tailgate for 3 days for something that lasts about 30 seconds. I happen to be at a Tour de France in France 1 year.
Because they don't hold it anywhere else.
And they block the streets for hours, and then all of a sudden it's like, pew, 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 and they're gone. Mm-hmm. It's over. Just like that. Reminds me of some other things.
That's the Peloton. You've got the stragglers.
Well, it was all over with in no time.
Yeah.
Kept us late getting out to our wild boar dinner. So anyway, I went back again, ate there again Friday, and it was
to France.
I had a Cuban.
A Cuban.
And it was
a cigar.
So good.
Fantastic.
No, I didn't have a cigar. I had a sandwich Cuban. Delicious.
You know, on the subject of sandwiches and Cubans, we both need to pay another visit to Mediterranean Sandwich Company up here on the airport, because that's where Vlad is field testing all of his new menu ideas, which includes a Cuban.
I see the pictures.
And he's smoking the tenderloin on site.
I see the pictures.
I know. We know.
But I usually.
But then again, I walk in, I want that redneck gyro.
Well.
Or a red rooster.
Because I work in Baldwin County, I always eat at the one in Daphne.
Right, right.
So, anyway. But anyway.
Where my man Andre is the manager. Good man. Good man.
I finished up my week eating at Squid Inks the other night. Mm-hmm. Had a delicious Cadillac burger.
Mm-hmm.
And those little shoestring French fries. God, those things are good. They're seasoned so well.
Can fries, can he?
You know, those things are really good. I like those. The little thin, skinny shoestrings.
And his are the stringiest shoestring.
The stringiest of the shoestring. Okay.
Well, like you, we went to Bob's Diner.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in there thinking I'm going to either get a big meaty burger, you know, dripping with cheese and bacon, or maybe biscuits and gravy. And what grabbed me was the omelet. So I just got an omelet. And it was, and after being spotted a little pork belly while we were waiting, I didn't need anything really mm-hmm. thick after that. So I had the omelet, and then I took a little of that pork belly. You do this next time, Mike. You do this. You hear me? Mm-hmm. Mix a little into your grits. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah?
That's probably some of the best grits I've ever had.
Mm. Yes.
Well, yeah. The pork belly.
Right. But it really, when it hit the grits, and you know, Bob's has great grits.
Great grits.
It got mixed in with that, and it was a whole new thing. And Heather mm-hmm. tried it, but she's like, that's really exceptional.
So, yeah.
Pork belly grits.
Oh, you should.
There you go, Tony. Kidding. There's a free one.
I forgot to tell you. A lot of people don't think. Everybody thinks of Butch Cassidy's for the burgers. Folks, they got great seafood there. The really seasoning is wonderful.
Now, I know wings. Mike loves some mistake wings,
yeah.
But named Wednesday after Mike.
Wednesday night, Butch Cassidy's. And the crab claws were so big.
They're
so delicious and meaty. Yeah. And meaty. There's been sometimes there, the crab claws are bigger than the wings.
I know a young lady who is very fond of crab claws.
Mm-hmm.
No, these fried, sautéed, are optional.
Fried.
I like the fried. She likes the sautéed, but mm-hmm. she ain't going to say no to a crab claw.
Mm. Nah, she's got her right mind working.
Yeah, she's got it. She wouldn't be with me if she didn't.
I've often thought.
Well, let's not delve into that. And then we ended our week with Sabai Thai Cuisine there in Sims,
uh-huh.
which is just a phenomenal restaurant. And Jean is such a sweet lady. And we got there and we opened up the menu, and there's a specials menu for the month of September. And Heather's looking at it. She goes, this is all the stuff she's brought us to try. And she has, we helped her come up with a name, which is kind of cool. Cowboy Wontons. It's cream cheese and breakfast sausage. And she said, it's just something we make each other for breakfast in the morning mm-hmm. just to get through the day. And I thought, well, I wonder if people would like them. And she brought us out someone like, that needs to go on the menu. That's fantastic. And then she has a fried banana that she does as a dessert that is really good.
Mm.
And I went with crab fried rice.
Mm-hmm.
It just really crab fried rice. That sounds good. Phenomenal. And just, we love this place. It's literally a half mile from the house. I mean, if I wanted to ride my bike, I could be there in about 7.5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to appreciate that, being a biker yourself, with your leather jacket and your Huffy.
My little
20-inch Huffy.
My little whip rod with a little orange flag on the back.
Yeah.
And a baseball card in
my sissy bar.
Yeah.
Banana seat and sissy bar.
And Leanna, you will appreciate this.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to an edible dessert, we go there, we get Thai tea. Are you familiar with Thai tea?
Yes.
Oh, it is so good. Michael,
mm-hmm.
it is a Thai-style black tea filled about 3/4 of the way with tea, and the other quarter of the way is sweetened condensed milk.
Hmm.
And you get two different levels when it comes, because the viscosity of the two liquids are different.
Yeah.
And you stir it together, and it is pure heaven.
Hmm.
It is so good. And I hadn't even thought about a Thai tea until Andy McDonald and I went there, and he goes, oh, yeah, they have Thai tea. You know, I've not tried that. And we got that, and man, is it good.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all the, and then you can get that in a cup. You can leave with your dessert slurping.
Hmm.
Go take a walk around the park, or as we are prone to do, go home and take a nap.
Can you buy a drink?
Yes.
Can you drive buy a drink in Sims and walk around Sims with it?
Yeah, as long as there's no alcohol in it. And I forgot to mention, after we left Bob's, we went home, each of us side by side in the recliners, and took a 2-hour pork belly nap. So, Bill E., your pork belly did its trick, sir. Fine job with the pork belly. It put us right out for 2 hours. Heather's still talking about that nap. That was such a good nap last week.
I don't record my naps. I don't.
She does
know,
not take
them
very
from
often.
Memory.
I take them hourly.
I had pork belly when I was in New York. We went to this.
Was it $30 for one bite?
No, but it was kind of expensive. It was a Tim Burton type restaurant where the Edward Scissorhands was walking around and Beetlejuice, and just my type of thing. And when I saw it on the menu, I was like, what? These people don't know what they're saying. But I tried it, and it was excellent.
So what was the character of Edward Scissorhands? What was his job there?
He just walked around and pretended to cut your hair.
He didn't. No, he didn't. Pluck the olives out of the jar at the bar.
No, but you would
toss
think
the
you
salad.
Oh, yeah, toss the salad.
Yeah, well, now Heather has a reason to go to New York. Thank you for letting us know.
Oh, yes.
Because I've been trying to talk her into that one. She's like, why would I want to go to New York?
And there ain't no reason to go right now.
Well, yeah.
No, but
yeah, it's on hold.
You've got time to save up.
Yes.
Yeah. It's an expensive trip.
Yeah. And we've seen a few things now where she's seen something. She goes, okay, I want to go there just for that.
No.
Good enough. When we come back, we're going to talk with our good friend Garrick Ogburn of Nourish Cafe down inside the downtown YMCA. He's got a number of things cooking. Get it? Cooking.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
No problem, man. No problem.
Mike wants y'all to know the proper way to say thank you when someone says thank you is no problem.
Now, that insinuates a problem. There's a problem. There could be a problem.
There usually is a problem with you. So if they tell
well,
you
no problem is a problem.
If they tell you no problem, then you know that you haven't crossed the line yet.
Well, I'm the customer.
No, we got to lose that attitude in this country.
I'm the customer, so.
We've got to
lose
that attitude.
And I'm not a snobby or hard-up customer. But anyway, who's that green line flashing there?
That would be a young man who hails from Austin, Texas. Younger than you, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, everybody's younger than me.
This is one Garrick Ogburn joining us this morning. Garrick, how you doing this morning, buddy?
I'm doing fantastically well. Having a lovely day here on Dauphin Island. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
We hate you, man.
No, we don't. He's
down there
working,
down here,
aren't you, Garrick?
Coming out, hanging out with friends and family. It's awesome.
Sounds like he's working, yeah.
Yeah, he's told me this morning.
That's what work sounds like to me.
There's never a chef on holiday when people are around.
Ain't that the truth?
How you been, buddy?
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. Just relaxing away.
All right, well,
enjoying
I'm going
to,
before we get going, I need
things,
to thank
so
you.
That's, what else can you do, right?
I need to thank you for that wonderful focaccia bread.
Oh, yeah. That's one thing I'm working on.
Leanna just
now
looked
that,
at me with a desk there. Where's my focaccia
back
bread?
And right. There's no longer a run on yeast at the stores, but I've got my sourdough back up and running, so I'm going to make some fall bread.
Cool. Okay. Have you tried any of Chef Rob's bread that he's the Pullman loaves that he's doing the old school way to make up for his catering business being on the hiatus?
No, I haven't. I love a good Pullman loaf. Man,
yeah,
those are awesome.
Yeah, it's a bread man. Look for it on Facebook. I know you can pick it up at Hickory Pit, a few other places. I believe Rini has it at the Honey Butter place, maybe even Cheese Cottage. But it's just about $5 a loaf, man, but it is worth it. You got to slice it yourself, buddy. It's like being in a Little Rascals cartoon.
I love that, though, because, you know, the bread lasts longer when you slice it yourself and you can make it as thick as you want.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I made ours very thick. Made great French toast. Made great ham sandwiches. And it's just good old bread. But So, you know, all this COVID stuff, you've been having to scramble like everybody in our industry. What have you got going? I know Nourish is up, back open, and you're able to sling a little hash there, but you got some other things in the works.
Yeah, Nourish Cafe is up and running, but we've got all the restrictions because it's inside the Moore YMCA downtown, so we have a lot of restrictions as far as that, people coming and going. But I've been getting up and running, trying to do some more in-home catering and events and playing around with that.
And, you know, for people that want to have a celebration for a birthday or a 50th anniversary or something right now, the restaurants just simply aren't an option because you're not supposed to have a party larger than 8 people.
Right.
But you can have a party as large as you want at your own home. And you can
have
somebody
have
like
homes.
Garrick Ogburn show up there and make you a little chicken tikka masala, maybe.
I haven't made that one in a while, but I do love that.
It is a great dish.
That's a great dish.
Now, you were doing some cooking videos online as well, aren't you?
I've been posting a few, just trying to, again, out in my backyard. We're supporting the downtown art walk and doing a lot of those art videos to do an online cooking classes and stuff like that as well. So if you have to do a team building event, Zoom cooking classes, amazingly fun.
Yeah. And they can get all this information on your Facebook page. You got a website, or do they just need to drop by the law office and ask Heather?
NourishCafeMobile.com.
All right. Well, what kind of things can people expect to learn from your classes?
I do everything from beginning knife skills. The most popular one is my fish cooking class. Everyone seems to have a problem, or at least concerned about how do I cook fish.
In the South, on the Gulf Coast.
So we go over different kinds of fish, and we can talk about degrees of doneness and how to prepare it.
I'm glad you're there for folks, Garrett, providing this kind of information.
See, that would be interesting to me.
That would be.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. And
and the bread.
Oh, well, bread's always a good thing.
Yeah.
And fish and bread. See my theme here, you know, fish and bread.
Yeah.
Sunday.
And pork belly.
Fishes and Lowe's, which is a great little restaurant out in Tanner Williams. you were telling me this morning that you got a paella pan, or as it's actually called in Spain, a paellero. Interesting for you, Leanna. The dish is named after the pan, not the pan named after the dish.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The pan was called a paellero, so they decided to call whatever they cooked in it paella.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So Garrick's got a new paellero or paella pan, and you've cooked everything in it but paella, correct?
I have cooked plenty of paella in it, but when I was driving down, and of course we ran, you know, drove past the Fish and Rodeo where we saw our good friend Alton Brown.
Yeah.
And you know, he hates a unitasker.
Yeah.
And so I had to go, I wanted to find other ways to use this paella pan or paella and do something other than paella in it. So I've done pan pizza. I've used it for tempura frying. So it's a great pan. It's a really useful pan to have around.
You know, it's similar to a chef's rondo, but with the sloped sides on it. And and Mike's just staring at me like, well, what are y'all talking about?
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. My brother-in-law was a missionary in Spain for 18 years.
Yeah.
And when they all moved back to the States, his oldest son got a job in Miami after he graduated from that Cal College up there around Opelika. But he got a job down in Miami. And when we were going down there for a wedding, out by the pool, all these condo complexes and apartment complexes, they not only have a barbecue grill, they have a paella station where you could cook paella. Because there's so many Spaniards and Europeans that, you know, Miami's such a halfway point between Spain and Mexico.
And Garrick, it is apropos that we're talking about paella and you are on Dolphin Island.
Yes.
Because our good friend, Gene Fox, many don't know, they know him for his gumbo. They do not know that man grew up in the Tampa area and makes fantastic paella.
I bet he makes good Cubans, too.
Yeah. I don't know, but you and Gene should get together and compare a few paella notes. I'm preparing to
I'll come
make.
Judge.
Yes, she'll just, I am preparing to make Heather her first paella, and we get these lovely little net clams at Rouse's, and she's never had clams.
My goodness.
So I'm going to, you know, knock them both out at the same time. Well, you know, she loves scallops, but at the other end of the line, she hates oysters. I mean, so...
That girl ain't right.
So clams are going to be somewhere in the middle for her. We just don't know which side it's going to skip. So I figure if I've got some smoked chorizo in there and some other little things, if she doesn't like the clams, she's still got that fantastic paella dish to fill up on.
Oh, I love a good seafood paella.
Yeah, that's really generally what I do, although I do want to do a hunter's paella, which it actually, Mike, in case you didn't know, started as a hunter's dish, no seafood, just like gumbo. But when it made it down to the coastlines, when it went in there, but it's usually made with rabbit or quail, traditionally.
I like both of those.
Small games, yeah, and I want to do a hunter's paella sometime, Garrick. Squirrel would be fantastic.
Squirrel and some snails.
Squirrel brains. Yeah.
Squirrel snails. And snails. Yeah. Now we're on board.
Man, I'm getting hungry already.
All right. Well, Garrick, we're going to let you get on back to your weekend, buddy. But once again, if somebody wants to get in contact with you, either about the restaurant or some in-house catering or for some cooking demonstrations, where do they go, buddy?
NurseCafeMobile.com.
Oh, man, fantastic. And you and your lovely wife, enjoy the rest of the weekend, pal.
Have a great weekend.
You too, Garrick.
Y'all
See
later.
You, Garrick.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. Once again, that is Chef Garrick Ogburn from Nourish Cafe, which is inside the YMCA. Mike, I don't think the segment's over. I don't know where you're going.
YMCA.
Oh, he's got a dance. That's what he was doing. Yeah. What was that dance that you did on the pier at Santa Monica? What is that little thing called?
Oh, the dental floss. The floss. Sorry.
Oh, the floss.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing
we
a Facebook Live from Santa Monica Pier because we were there for the Taste Awards.
Yeah.
And as soon as we go live, Mike starts dancing.
I start doing the floss.
Yeah.
And that's not really pretty. It really isn't.
Shocker.
Yeah, I was close enough. I sustained a little bit of vision damage. But boy, was that the best day.
Oh, that was a gorgeous day, and ran into somebody from Fairhope, Alabama.
Yes, you did.
All the way there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, they were the
Santa Monica
walking
Pier.
Around, and I knew, I had seen on Facebook that they were in town because this woman's boyfriend works for, I think he worked for Pilot, and he was out there doing some installing stuff, and they could not, he didn't have the right parts, so he had to spend a few extra days.
Oh.
And we just happened to run into him on the pier. Fall places. And the weather
we
was
went
gorgeous.
Into downtown Santa Monica and ate at the best burger place.
Oh, it's delicious.
It was called Hi-Ho Burgers. They just do burgers. Just french fries, maybe onion rings.
I can't remember, but
not a big menu at all.
Mm-hmm.
But their sign said all you needed to know, 100% Wagyu burgers.
Ooh.
And you know, hand-cut fries. Their soft drink dispenser
was
just local soft drinks that are made with sugar, not high fructose corn syrup.
How nice.
Yeah, you could punch what you wanted and do the flavors you wanted, but that's what I was impressed with.
Yeah.
And the burger with me. But, you know, did you notice a lot of those little restaurants we went to, they would only hold like maybe 20 people. There weren't
big
restaurants.
That's what restaurants should be going.
There's
to.
Only like
20 to 60 is
20 20 chairs total, and then they had outside. Of course, the weather there is always great for outside dining, but they'd have like 20 maybe seats inside and maybe 18-20 outside. That was it.
Yeah.
But they had a line moving all the time. It was people were getting up and leaving, and people were sitting down.
Yeah, I mean when we ordered, we didn't have any place to sit. And I forget whether it was either you or Heather that when someone cleared got on it and we ate some great meals in Los Angeles. That's the one Heather says, I just want to go back out and have another Hi-Ho burger.
Well, I want that and the little taco truck. They had a taco truck inside a building.
Inside a taco inside a Mexican restaurant.
That was
where you picked your food up was
restaurant?
Yeah, and they had just made it part of it. That was their kitchen. And they just parked it inside, and you went up to the window to order and to get your food.
Interesting.
It was very interesting.
LA is great.
Folks, that's the end of segment three. We got one more to do if you want to get in on the conversation. Mike, what number should they call?
Try 343-0106. I believe that'll work.
That'll work. Or you can text us.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Now you can say so. The mics are on.
So, hey, listen. I was really thrilled to see the crowd of people downtown. Mm-hmm. And everybody's wearing their mask.
Right.
And social distancing. I was talking earlier about the Tour de France. Mm-hmm. It was weird seeing they wouldn't let people, like I said, they wouldn't let people go up the mountain. People got there days earlier to walk up the mountains on the roads
and get
their sight. And they were all wearing, all these people. It still looked like the same kind of crowd that's always at Tour de France. Well, no, they're from all over the world, but they're just cyclist enthusiasts, but they were all wearing their mask, and that was kind of. But a lot of them were wearing costumes there. It's almost like Halloween if you watch the Tour de France. But you got a beautiful scenery of the French countryside and the mountains and the glaciers and the snow-capped mountains. It's just the fields of sunflowers and lavender. Oh my God. I want to go back.
Well, go.
Okay.
All right.
So I got to do a few things
first. I can loan
you
my kayak, and you can just hike across.
I got to do a few things first. So, ooh, can we eat those?
I don't know. I believe. So,
what is that?
I don't know. They're sending that in to Bill.
I know. I know they're sending it to Bill, which Bill Fitch
it
comes
is a
on
large
right after
rodent,
us.
That's for sure.
First, I thought it was a brim.
A brim? The fish?
No, but brim don't have hair.
Yeah. They do have scales.
Is that a gopher or a beaver?
Well, that's what this person's saying. Is it a giant mole, a gopher, a vole? I don't know what a vole is.
Is it edible? Or what wine will it go with?
Mm. Well, it looks like tell you right this. Cajun man will cook that.
Hmm?
Cajun man will cook that that's less than an hour old.
Yeah.
We throw that in a little roadkill stew. Take care of that.
Mm-hmm.
Did I tell you that I met our Chef Nino?
Oh, okay.
He came through the store. He's got a new spice line coming out, and we're demoing the first one and highlighting it. It's his Mexicano.
Hmm.
Man, that stuff smells fantastic. So I saw some pork sirloin tips, and I had some pineapple, and I had some of that Chef Nino's Mexicano on it. So I'm going to try and make my own al pastor, which, if you don't know, is a taco from Pueblo, Mexico.
Pueblo,
Mexico. Probably the only place in Mexico you can find it, except maybe Mexico City. Mm-hmm. But it's all over the U.S. They use a shawarma like Vlad and his people use at Mediterranean Sandwich Company, but it's stacked with pork, alternating pork, pineapple, pork, pineapple, pork, pineapple, all the way up to the top. And they carve it off and then make a taco with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I took ours, tossed them in Chef Nino's seasonings, his Mexicano seasonings, put it on a skewer, just threw it on my grill about 10 minutes ago. Those tacos were unbelievable.
Really?
Yep. Simple. And Heather was just like, we need to have this a lot more often.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you being a pineapple guy, al pastor is your taco.
Love putting me some pineapples on everything.
Yep. So, but anyway, Nino had come through, and he was making sure, because everybody, and self included, they said, oh, we need to season this with the Ninos and put it out.
Yeah.
Okay, so I sprinkle it like we do when we do butt rub and stuff. And Nino goes, I deliberately made this stuff low sodium, so you toss it in it just like wing sauce. So, okay, cool. And that's, it is fantastic. That's the first of five he has planned. There's an Italiano coming out. I forget the other three, but I can tell you the Mexicano, the first one out, it's unbelievably good. So look for it at your local Rouse's, of course, but we were just very impressed with it. As soon as you crack it open, Leanna, the smell of fresh ground cumin just explodes out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love cumin.
And you could tell it was ground and went straight into it.
Yeah.
Nice.
And love cumin.
I'm going to have to get that, definitely.
Yeah. It is really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done fajitas there, taking the beef strips and seasoning them with that, and chicken, both breast and thigh meat. Thigh meat sells faster than anything. I mean, if we put fajita, chicken fajita out there made out of thighs instead of breast meat, it's gone in an instant. The breast meat may sit
there.
That's
what I would buy.
Yeah, because it tastes better and it's healthier. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that brings up people always, I thought chicken breast was the healthiest. No, it has the least fat. It has the least calories. That doesn't make it healthy.
Yeah.
There's about 2,000 things you have to tick for something to be healthy. Those are the only two that you can tick on breast meat. Because all of the hormones, all of the chemicals that they tell you they don't put in them, but they do, because the government says all it's got to do is test clean for it, and you could say you've never used it.
Yeah.
But they use it constantly. Mm-hmm. Then they just cleanse them for a week before they test them. But all of that stuff is stored in the breast. So, great. You're going to fit in your size one for an extra year, but you're going to grow a third eye in 2 years. So that's your trade-off.
Well, if I do, I want one in the back of my head, because I've always wanted some eyes in the back of my head.
Be handy. Yeah. I want one on my ankles so I can see when them kitty cats are coming to do that action.
Ah, that's a good
idea.
Think
about that.
Maybe I need 2 eyes.
Yeah.
But you know, I got a car. I got one of those little screens, and when I back up, I can see.
Are you using it now?
I love it, man. It's great. And
I'm glad you broke. You
gave
in. It
can see better. It can show a broader range than I can see.
Because when we rented the car in L.A., it had that, and Mike wouldn't use it. He just like, I don't know how I'm going to fit in here. Use the camera. Oh, I keep forgetting it's there. There's a camera in your
face.
Well,
I'm used to it now.
It's hard when you first start. I had the same problem, I do like it because
it's great. It's a great feature to have it, and that made me think about it. And you just talked about the third eye. If I could have another eye, I'd want it in the back of my head.
Yeah.
So I could.
But you need to have an ankle level.
And,
you need to have an ankle level.
Well, if I could look it down, and see him coming.
Down?
See it.
And people will be all going, what's Mike staring at? What's up there? Is it an airplane? Is it Superman? What's going on?
Anyway.
So how are the kittens?
They're crazy.
Yeah.
The little one drives the older one. Prudence drives Jude crazy.
Which is good, because Jude has been driving you crazy since day
He's
one.
He's getting his back. But let me tell you what, that little... I can't say it on air. She jumped up on my leg. I was sitting there on the laptop, and I guess she was sliding off, and so she hadn't learned to just use her paws to try to hang on. She just put the nails in my leg and just went all the way down my leg. And
Don't you love that? That's when you really love having.
So go get the alcohol and the hydrogen peroxide and stand in the tub and bleed to death in the tub. That's where they're gonna find me at.
Do you not trim the claws?
How do you trim? You can't trim.
It's easy. It's easier to trim a cat than it is a dog. That's what I've learned. It takes two people.
I ain't got two people.
All you
got
to do is grab them just like their mama does behind the neck, and they go limp. Esher just sits there and hangs while I hold him, and Heather's just patient as she is. Snip, snip.
But then they go and sharpen them. They resharpen them.
It's going to take a while.
Anyway.
Yeah. I suggest you try.
According to Leanne's hand signals, we've got less than a minute left.
Oh.
So, folks, remember this Friday is 9/11. Please never forget.
Yeah.
And try to act civilized when you go out.
For once. Y'all don't act a fool.
And don't use the word. Don't use the phrase, no problem.
Use it constantly. Because you hear it a lot, because that's the first thing you've asked them for that isn't a problem.
No. Anyway, there shouldn't be any problems. Anyway, get out there, support local, be local, buy local. I was really proud to see Dolphin Street, and I hope all the restaurants along the Gulf Coast are experiencing the same thing. So let's get things back to normal ASAP. I'm tired of eating through my mask.
Don't eat through your mask. Take it off and eat normal.
Stu?
Yeah?
Provolone.
Provolone, Michael.